This is one of my saved up bits of random tuning up and down the radio dial. It's recorded from my 1975 Sony receiver, which you met in episode 7. By the time this receiver was built in Japan, we'd had radio broadcasting in Canada for 56 years. That's longer than in Britain, Japan, or the United States. I'll try to be fair about competing claims, but here's a fact. Licensed radio broadcasting begins in Canada 100 years ago, December 1st, 1919. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 3, Episode 9. In Season 1, Episode 15, and Season 2, Episode 1, I explore the story of radio broadcasting as we know it being developed by a Canadian. Reginald Fessenden creates the world's first broadcast involving live voice, live music performance, and recorded music played from a cylinder recorder on Christmas Eve, December 24, 1906. But the deeper research shows Fessenden had previously done a test broadcast of his voice way back in December 1900. While Fessenden, Marconi, and others experiment with transmitting voice and music over radio waves in the early 1900s, they encounter many obstacles. And then, when the United States joins the war in 1915, it bans ownership of devices for receiving radio signals and orders experimenters to stop putting out signals. War ends in 1918. The military ban on radio experimentation is over, but developers still have other obstacles to beat. Marconi, who wants to be at the forefront, needs access to some of the inventions patented by others, including Fessenden. A Canadian federal politician urges Marconi to set up in Canada. I'm oversimplifying here, of course. Marconi adds a setup in Montreal. He's building both equipment to broadcast signals over radio waves and receivers, devices to pick up radio signals out of the air and convert them to sound. Now there's an issue. Why would anyone buy a radio if there is nothing to hear? Marconi figures it needs to be broadcasting signals for people to receive, so they'll want to buy a receiver to receive those signals. On December 1st, 1919, Marconi's very first radio station goes on the air in Montreal. XWA is licensed by the Canadian government to broadcast signals from facilities on William Street near Old Montreal. This is the origin story of some other historic radio stations, too. In Toronto, Rogers Majestic needed to create a market for its new-style radios, developed through the 1920s. So, it got a license to start CFRB in 1927. CFRB, Canada's first Rogers batteryless. That's a strange-sounding name more than 80 years later. Batteryless? Meaning, this radio plugs into your household electricity. That's another Canadian first in radio. Until then, radios were powered by huge batteries filled with liquid acid. What a revolution. No more battery? Just plug your new radio into the wall. And putting the radio on AC current reduces the background hum. The battery-powered style radio may have gone out of fashion 90 years ago, but there's still evidence of those radios in many old homes. Ever see an old home with old hardwood flooring? And there's discoloration on the hardwood, maybe in a spot in the living room or a den? Fluid from a battery connected to a radio may have leaked there. Then, of course, there was a new revolution in battery-powered radio in the 1950s. The compact, battery-powered, portable transistor radio sparks another era in listening among teenagers, but that's another story, I think. Back to XWA in Montreal. Marconi's experimental license lets the radio station broadcast to the public who can buy Marconi radio sets to listen on. But what to program? The engineers at Marconi come up with an idea. How about playing recorded music over the air? They connect the state-of-the-art gramophone, audio playback gear, to the processing equipment that sends a signal to the transmitter, and they start playing records of recorded music. In return for announcing on air that the records come courtesy of a nearby record shop, XWA becomes the first radio station in history to broadcast popular music. Is XWA's on-air credit to the record shop the first radio commercial in history? The call letters XWA signify Experimental Wireless Apparatus. The radio station was known as XWA until 1922, when it became known as CFCF, Canada's First, Canada's Finest. In May 1920, May 20th in fact, XWA performs another world first. In a demonstration for a gathering of the Royal Society of Canada, it broadcasts a message from Montreal to Ottawa. Hello, Ottawa. Hello, Montreal. Listeners in separate rooms in separate cities 180 kilometers apart hear the message over the radio and another new device, the loudspeaker. The dates are important here. All of this has happened in Canada by May of 1920. In November of 1920, the United States gets its first licensed radio station, KDKA in Pittsburgh, celebrates its 100th anniversary in 2020. KDKA went on the air in November 1920. Britain gets its first radio broadcasts in 1922, Japan, 1925. I said I would be fair to competing claims. Engineer Charles Herold starts KQW in San Jose, California, in 1909. Some historians have written off that episode since radios were not available to the public and since war banned radio. KQW became KCBS San Francisco in 1949. KCBS celebrated what it called its 100th anniversary in 2009. In Montreal, the 100th anniversary of radio is being celebrated beginning in December 2019 at the Emile Berliner Museum. Berliner invented what we now call records, flat discs for recording sound, the forerunner of the vinyl LP. He was a pioneer in sound recording. It's been unusually difficult to find early recordings of XWA or CFCF. Maybe a visit to the museum will help. You cannot see or hear its collections online. But I can comment on how CFCF thought of itself, at least much later in its life. This TV commercial for CFCF Radio from the 1980s has a personality from the station behind a radio mixer and a microphone mouthing the words to what you can hear in the audio.
CFCF 60, first thing in the morning. Glad you could join us. Good morning, CFCF 60. This is Kevin McGowan. Up you come.
We're sailing on the Trans-Canada.
Just a fabulous day in Montreal.
CFCF Radio News. Good morning.
Hope you can join us between 5:30 and 9. Any time that's good for you is great for us.
CFCF 60, Radio Montreal.
That's pretty formulaic stuff. There was a radio station in most markets doing that kind of ad, with that kind of image at the time, and there's little there to suggest CFCF offers anything different from the other radio stations in the market. CFCF, Montreal's most listened-to radio station by 1938, finds itself in hard times as the decades go on. Through frequency changes, that is, changing positions on the AM dial, through ownership changes, through changes in listener taste, and finally, through corporate fatigue or lack of will or creativity, a perception there was no way to make it viable again, CFCF is shut down. Canada's first radio station goes off the air, January 29th, 2010. But hundreds of other radio stations all across Canada make the airwaves sizzle every day and every night. You can find out more about XWA, CFCF, and most Canadian radio stations at broadcasthistory.ca. And again, full disclosure, I am a member of the board of directors there. In Canada, we are celebrating. It is radio's 100th birthday. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.